inside. Find a corner where I can hide. Silent footsteps crowding me. Sudden darkness, but I can see. No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Welcome to the Situation Report for May 6th, 2024. It's Colonel Murray. That's a little Guess Who. No Sugar Tonight. Haven't heard that song forever. Great, great catalog. Great catalog. I'll probably be playing something else in their catalog on Wednesday before the roundtable. I'm going to be changing up the format of the roundtable for a couple of reasons. The biggest one is with the different platforms I'm streaming to now, I've asked a couple of my admins to moderate the chat here because it consumed the chat between Twitter and between Rumble consumed all of a lot of the roundtable for me last week, and it was very distracting. So this week I'm gonna limit the size of the roundtable to four people, three including me, and then I'm going to have admins moderate the chat, and so we can keep the shills out, the feds out, the Bitcoin harvesters out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then we'll be adjusting as we go along. Bracken won't be on for a few weeks. And look, when you do this week in, week out, people get burned out. And I think Matt's just as burned out as I was last week. So we're going to mix it up. This week we'll have Clay Martin, Troop will be on, Colonel Conrad will be on. And next week, I should have the bullpen for next week by Friday. And I'll put that out for who's going to be on the show. So it should be a good show. I'm going to be on Tommy's podcast tomorrow. Not sure what time yet. I should hear something from him either tonight or tomorrow morning. And then Wednesday's a roundtable. Thursday, I'll be doing a one-on-one interview with Clay Martin. And then next week, Monday, I'm not sure about sit rep. I'll be traveling next week, so may not be a sit rep Monday, but I'll try my hardest to put one together. It's hard on the road, right? It's like today, none of my tech's working today. So I'm on a different, literally on a completely different machine today because my normal camera and everything else isn't working today. So is what it is. Shout out to Crisp on True Social. Thanks for the heads up. We talked last week about Boy Scouts for Men. Turns out there's a group that's called Trail Life. It's run out of a church. I'm going to get more details on it over the next week. It's actually traillifeusa.com is the website, but it's a replacement for the Boy Scouts. And it was the discussion last week was, it was actually Colonel Johnson and Matt Bracken that brought up the conversation. I was going to do it in a week or two, but I'm glad we did it, especially last week, because we covered some ground that I think most people are, I guess, I don't want to say identify with, but identify is a good word for it. And that is, the first part of the communist takeover was not in the last 6 months or the last 6 years. It was decades ago. This plan to subvert America has been going on for 20 plus years. And the thing to keep in mind about this, it's like cancel culture and the BLM, a lot of these different organizations, the playbook is the same. If you've read Pawns in the Game by William Carr, you'll understand the playbook. They haven't changed the playbook in centuries. Why? Why change the playbook if it continues to work as advertised? They've literally subverted all of the key organizations in our country over the last 20 years. And infiltration into the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts of America by pedophiles, by liberals, et cetera, that was done in the 80s and 90s. If you go back to the early 90s, remember there was men-only clubs way back when? Well, most of you probably don't even remember if it was before 2000. But way before 2000, there was men-only clubs, there was women-only clubs. And then the liberals came around and infiltrated it, took and went to the, you know, filed suits to that women need to be a part of it. All of that was by design to subvert any kind of patriotic or organization that would give people life skills or an organization that would allow men to be men. They subverted all of these different organizations long ago. And they did it for the simple purpose that you replace all of the icons. And again, Saddam Hussein did this. Stalin did it first. Then Saddam Hussein took a page out of his playbook. Then Mao took a page out of Stalin's playbook. You replace all the cultural icons with images of yourself or the deity you want people to believe in. Why do you think there's the LGBTQ dash plus whatever? The flags are everywhere now. They want to replace the U.S. flag with that as an icon. And this whole color revolution is just a facade. It's put up and paid for by NGOs, by oligarchs, by the UN itself, funded through the U.S. government, that all of these different organizations, and what I'm really leading towards here, the Palestinian protests on all the college campuses are 100% bullshit. All of them. They're all funded by NGOs, funded by Soros, funded by Gates for one reason only, to divide the country over Israel. And all of it is nonsense. All of it. First of all, let me just say this out loud. Nobody gives a fuck about Palestine. Not one fucking person on this planet. The Arabs don't want them. The Arabs didn't do anything about the genocide. They didn't do anything to stop it. The U.S. government didn't do anything. Europe didn't do anything to stop it. That should tell you that nobody gives a shit about the Palestinians. If they did, they would have never allowed this genocide to happen under any circumstances. But this nonsense that free Palestine, let me tell you what they're doing right now with the Gaza Pier. They're moving Palestinians from Gaza to the U.S. by the millions. That's what that pier is for. And, oh, by the way, they're not telling you about it in the mainstream news. They're not telling you about it through the administration. But Biden's come out in several instances and said, yeah, we're going to be moving Palestinians here. Let me remind everybody that none of the Arab states, none of them, wanted the Palestinians. None of them. So we're importing that here. How do you think that's going to go? All of it's horseshit. All of it. And it's not even good bullshit. It's just bullshit. And the thing to keep in mind when you see this stuff in the news, all these paid actors, all these feds, all these shills that are converting to Islam, that are they're making the whole race card a thing by acting like monkeys in front of a black. All of that is messaging. All of it. It's all garbage. And let me tell you what's going to happen here in America if they try and import Sharia law or the Muslim law here. I can tell you exactly how that's going to go. You're going to see a lot of ardent Americans pick up arms and go after these people. The first guy that stands in the town square and starts screaming for Sharia law is either going to get run over or beat down. The rest will get shot. That's how this will go. And that is all by design. It's by design so that they can start a religious, a race, and a cultural war and divide the entire country. That's exactly what they're doing. So if you buy into any of those narratives, guess what? They got you. Because the best thing we can do as a culture is come together and realize that none of this is true. None of it. And if you go out to Twitter especially, you know, Elon Musk is so patently full of shit. It's not even funny. I've said from day one, I don't trust this motherfucker. And I still don't trust him. And I'll tell you why. Because the bots and the AI conversations about Israel, about the Palestinian protests, and about the race war are so over the top right now. You can pick out most of them. Some of them you can't. But this, and then there's the paid leftists, all roads lead to racism. Everything that's said leads to racism, which is a bunch of nonsense. Because you want to go to the most racist country in the world? Go to Japan. Japan is the most racist fucking country on this planet. Literally signs in the doors. No white people allowed here. Literally. Only place I've ever been on this planet where they are open about it. And I could sit here and sugarcoat it, but it's real. The bottom line here is there's two things we need to do as a country. Again, I keep saying unity is the hill we die on. Why is unity the hill we die on? Very simple. Because if we don't come together as a country, we lose our country. We're not fighting the left. We're not fighting Muslims. We're not fighting Sharia law. We're fighting the elite DARPA, the intelligence agencies, and the defense industrial complex, as well as the World Economic Forum and all of those Eurofags. That's who we're fighting, the pedophiles that are running the planet. The rest of us are just average people trying to get by. And as soon as people realize that, the soon as all of these narratives will wash off of people and they won't be as effective. That's what we have to get to as a country. If we don't get there, we're screwed. And it's amazing to me how many people are still blissfully unaware. It's mind-boggling to me that people are still doing yeoman's work to try and act like everything is normal. I mean, have you looked at the price of meat lately? $8 a pound? Yeah, there's nothing wrong there. And my favorite, this is my favorite, is the whole bird flu nonsense. They found bird flu in pasteurized milk. How the fuck is that possible? I mean, seriously, how is that possible? Don't they pasteurize the milk to kill off any of the bacteria? Isn't that why they do that? And yet they found bird flu in pasteurized milk. How the fuck does that work? What, they dip a chicken in there? Wait, Larry, don't bottle that milk yet. I need to dip some dead chickens in this pasteurized milk. Unbelievable. And people buy into it. Yeah, literally, I was listening to these people at the store talking about it. And I'm just standing in the meat section, listening to it. And I finally could not help myself. If you're a parent, you're going to know exactly what I'm about to say. Because when your kids are fucking up, your parents come screaming out of your mouth and you don't even realize it came out of your mouth. My personal favorite is, stop that crying for, I'll give you something to cry about. How many times did you hear that as a kid? And I could not help myself. I looked at him and I went, you know, that's all horse shit, right? I said, explain to me how you get bird flu in pasteurized milk. Explain to me how that works. And they both looked at me like I had a dick growing out of my forehead. I'm like, you rest my case right there. You just made my case. Why do you believe this nonsense? Why do you even give it airtime? It's all horse shit. All of it. But yet people are still buying into it. That's why they keep using the same playbook. They can continue to get away with it. Because people are so stupid, they just go along with it. It's unbelievable. But that, until we come together and people realize that they're being lied to about everything, there's literally not going to be an us left. And look, who the people behind all of this is China. I've mentioned Lawrence Sellin numerous times on my show. He's a retired colonel. He's tracking what the CCP is doing. He is dialed in to what China is doing. China has filled every country on this planet with spies. I mean, they got 1.6 billion people. They can populate the planet with spies without even breaking a sweat. They can occupy our entire country and all of North America and not even break a billion people in their own country. That should tell you how many people are in a country the size of the state of Texas. I mean, come on. I'm exaggerating, but you get the point. All of this is being architected out of China. All of this is being funneled through the World Economic Forum, through all these NGOs. It's all by design to break down our society. And today, I don't know if you guys caught it, but there was an article today. I think it was Zero Hedge, I think. I'll have to look it up. But essentially, we're giving operational equipment to the Ukrainians. Yeah, U.S. military reinforcements coming to Ukraine via Poland. So, okay, so what have we done to Poland in the last 2 years since the war started? We have wholesale been shipping brigades of equipment over there. There's probably at least 3 to 4 brigades worth of equipment there. If we give them operational equipment, it means our troops on the ground don't have any equipment to fight with. You don't think that's by design? All of that is by design. All of it. And all of it is happening real time. They are disarming this country through this war in Ukraine. And look, the Russians are on the move. They played the whole attrition game for 2 years, and now they're on the move, and they're moving wholesale. They're taking entire swaths of land. So there's a lot of things going on right now. But the thing to focus on from the information perspective is that, number one, all these protests are BS. Number two, everything that you're hearing about the food supply, artificial meat, the viruses in the food, etc., all of that's designed for one thing and one thing only. It's so they can control the food supply and control the protein supply. And why is it important? And it's just like the FDA is mandating that all livestock are tagged and put into a system so they know exactly, you know, which livestock are where and which one, but more importantly, is which ones are vaccinated with mRNA vaccines. All of this is by design to control the food supply. It's not about anything else. It's not about viruses. It's not about the next pandemic. It's about controlling the food supply and justifying the culling of as many herd of cattle as they possibly can. Why? Because it will take us decades to rebuild the cattle herds. And look, we need to change that business anyway. That business, just like the farming business, is turned into just factories. And we need to change the whole factory mentality and start moving more towards a smaller and a more decentralized cattle industry with very few controls. And there has to be oversight, right? Because for every honest person that's doing ranching, there's always one douchebag that, you know, feeds his cattle the wrong thing, or butchers the cattle, waits too long, whatever the case may be. There's always somebody trying to get over. That's the one person that you have the regulations for, is that dipshit. You know, the kind of guy who builds a house, and instead of buying the $20,000 well tank that needs to go for the well, he buys the $2,000 septic tank and uses that as for well water instead. You know, those dipshits, that's literally who the regulations are for. But we have to reset regulations in just about every industry because they're so prescriptive that you literally can't follow the regulations or laws anyway. The point is that they're trying to control the food supply. Then at the same time, they're going after water and they're tainting the water supplies, and they're doing it through a variety of means. So all this noise you hear about the next pandemic, disease X, and all the rest of it. It's just like Sunday. I said last week, I think Sunday is going to be a nothing burger, and it was. I think the real fight right now is literally about currency and about control of the food and water supplies. That's literally because they've got control of energy. They've got complete control of it, and they're doing their level best to try and pull back rights from the states and give it to the federal government through all these different executive orders. This week, it was basically trying to usurp the governor's authority for control over the National Guard and taking it back to the federal level. I mean, look, if you're in a blue state, you're screwed because they're going to give over all the control to the communists in D.C. That's just how the game's played. Just like here, Katie Hobbs, until somebody either, you know, arrests her and sends her to Gitmo and gets rid of the rest of these communists, she's going to do the same thing. But of course, our state JAG officer, our state guard commander, is a fucking JAG officer, which kills me. But, you know, it is what it is. The point is, they're waging war on all the institutions that will stand against them. And it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter because, look, this month we're going to see a lot of irrevocable changes to this country that we won't be able to undo. And some of them need to happen. Some of them just need to happen. We need to go through the pain. And then when we reset the system, we abolish all of this stuff in the first place. Because over time, we've had 200 years to pass laws. Every single year they pass some new law, some new very prescriptive law that needs to go away. And then the next thing we need to do is put real checks and balances in place for lawyers. And I've been very clear. If you never listened to me before, just take to heart. I fucking hate lawyers. I hate lawyers with a flaming hot passion, because most of them are money grubbing assholes that will cover their own ass and fuck everybody else around them. Every lawyer I've ever dealt with has been exactly the same. Every single one of them. I haven't met one yet that was above board. Their whole life is like a school teacher trying to cover their ass for a system that is completely, completely corrupt. Like the, you know, to be a school teacher in the school system right now is a joke, because the school system controlled by the education boards are absolute factories for liberal retardation. You cannot stand against that. But lawyers are different, because lawyers band together. And if you've ever got it, there's a site you should go out to. It's called AVVL. It's basically a rating site for lawyers. But they only let you post positive reviews. You can't say to the world, this guy's a douchebag. Don't ever use this money-grubbing piece of shit. He's a douchebag. He fucked me over. No, you can't say that. You know, just like you can't say that in Yelp. I guess you can't say it in Yelp, but you can't say the same thing that you could say in Yelp on AVVL. Why? Because fucking lawyers built the site to review other lawyers. They watered it down to the point where it's completely useless. I think there's some challenges with this lawyer, and I think that you should steer towards other lawyers with more experience. Now, this guy's a douche. But again, I rest my case. But this is why I hate lawyers, because they architect everything to exonerate themselves of any kind of responsibility, any kind of guilt, or any kind of accountability. And that's exactly what's happened in the federal system. The lawyers that are in Congress have architected all the laws, just like the definition of treason. They've watered it down to the point where it doesn't mean anything anymore. So we have to undo all of these changes that are happening right now. And some of them we just plain won't be able to undo. We just have to reset the system and start over. And that's going to be the challenge for the next two generations. It's going to take us 10 to 20 to 30 years to unwind some of the garbage that we're dealing with right now. And the thing to remember, especially about as we go through the reset, as we go through whatever the trials and tribulations are ahead of us, keep an eye and keep your head right on the enemy. Like this bears repeating. If you guys have listened to me before, this bears repeating. Intelligence drives operations. It's not the other way around. Intelligence or operations doesn't drive intelligence. Intelligence drives operations. You want to have a wide net and a lot of sensors, as well as a lot of capability from both human, space, air, whatever. You want to have as many collection points as possible in the system so that you can have as much visibility in what the enemy's order of battle is, what they're arrayed to do, what their disposition of forces are. But most importantly, your intelligence officers are there to build the enemy's intent. Sir, this is the enemy's intent. And why all of this is important is that when you go through what we're about to go through, it's easy to lose sight of who the enemy is, what the enemy's game plan is, and what their ultimate goals are. We cannot lose sight for one nanosecond, number one, who the enemy is, what their intent is, and what we have to do on the other side to clean this up. Every one of these people that were complicit in destroying the institutions in this country, I don't care how old they are, I don't care how stupid they are, I don't care how compromised they are, they all go to prison. Every single fucking one of them. They don't get to use the excuse, I was just doing my job. They don't get to use the excuse, I was being coerced. Fuck you. You go to prison. If you help these people destroy our country, you go to prison. That is if you make it out alive. And if you don't, so be it. But if you do, you go to prison. and you go to prison for the rest of your life. That's the eye that we have to keep. That's the ball we need to keep our eye on. Because the moment we don't do that, the moment that we take a step back and say, well, this person gets a break because of this. No, that's what happened after World War II. That's exactly what happened after World War II. We gave a bye to the Nazi scientists, to the Nazi state police, the Gestapo, and we brought them all into our system. Not this time. First, if you're Chinese, you go home. Second, if you came here illegally, you go home. Third, most importantly, if you cooperated or were complicit with the enemy, you go to prison. End of story, full stop. And we don't put you in some lackadaisical federal prison. No, you break and crush rocks for the rest of your life. And if I could give you a spoon to do it, you do it with a spoon. Go chip away at that rock for 8 hours. Have at it. Better yet, here's a 10-pound sledge. Go break rocks for the rest of the day until you're dead. That's what happens. And I have saved the best for the last. All the pedophiles, all the people that traffic humans or traffic children, the people that are bartering and trading children, the people that have been complicit in the harvesting and the trafficking of children, you all die. All of you are put to death. Every single one of you put to death. And then the next time one of you pops your head up, public execution. End of story. If you abuse children, you die. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You fucking die. That's how this has to go. Because all of those people that I just described are in positions of power across the planet. And we take care of America first. We get our own house in order, and then we step off the line of departure and we go to other countries in our orbit, Mexico, Canada, and then farther south, and we clean up all those states as well. We keep our borders and we keep our area of responsibility clear of communists, clear of human trafficking, clear of drug trafficking. And trust me, the cartels, I've got some special plans for those guys. That is not going to be, the drug problem is going to be solved when this is over. We are not going to continue this war on drugs and all of these perpetual wars that don't lead anywhere. And then very, very last but not least, we set up currency that's managed by the Treasury and no one else. Our currency isn't hedged against Europe. It's not hedged against China. Our currency is our currency based on the assets and the amount of resources that we have in this country. No longer do we peg our currency to anything in Europe. End of story. That's what led us here. And then politicians that go to office, they get thoroughly vetted. And if they go to office and they make one mistake that's even remotely construed as on purpose, gone. Term limits for everyone. None of this 8 to 10 or 40 years in Congress. No, you are fucking done. You go serve your time and then you fuck off. And you don't work in government. You don't work in lobbyist firms. In fact, we are going to ban lobbyist firms. If you're a lobbyist, your life is good. Your life's career is going to be very, very short after the reset. Very short. Very short. Because it's you assholes that put us in this position where the entire establishment is completely corrupt. Money-grubbing assholes, all of them. We have to completely reform our entire way of life. And we have to model it and model the Constitution based on the original intent of our forefathers. You know, when you think back to 1776, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they were some very smart men in the room. Because the concepts that they put forward, the ideals they put forward, the setup for the Treasury was all based on their experience from the monarchy. And guess who we're tied up with now? The monarchy. If you go read the Federalist Papers, really not an an exciting read, just so you know. But it's a necessary read. If you understand the Federalist Papers, if you read the Declaration of Independence, first of all, we don't write like that anymore. We don't speak like that anymore. But imagine if we got back to the Constitution that our forefathers originally intended us to live by. We would be unstoppable, absolutely unstoppable. And that's what I think is coming out of the ashes of this mess. I think we're going to come out a hard nation that doesn't want 75 different choices at the store. We want healthy food. We want a healthy environment. And we want our kids to learn how to do things and to be functional in society. No longer will we have this welfare system where people can survive in the system and never have to get out of the system. We need to wean the country off of that. And look, that's going to take two generations to do. There's no magic bullet here. I wish there was, but there's not. What we have to do is going to require an incredible amount of due diligence and hard work. But if we're united, we can do that fairly easily. And just like at the start of World War II and throughout World War II, people's expectations got reset because they saw things, heard things, and had to deal with things they've never had to deal with prior to that time period. Rationing. They never had to deal with that prior to World War II. And because of that, it created a whole new subset, just like the Great Depression created a whole generation of people that didn't trust banks. We're back in that same circle right now, where you have people that are blissfully unaware. Back in the 40s, they were called isolationists. They didn't want any part of the war. They didn't want the war to come to our doorstep. And guess what? The war this time is going to be on our doorstep. It's going to be on our ground. It's going to be in our streets. And it's going to be all around you. Some people are never going to adapt to that. They're just going to die. Other people will adapt to it. And they'll build neighborhood watches. They'll build different coalitions and different groups across their communities. And they'll start to push back. But the initial side of this that most people just don't pay attention to is that history repeats itself. And we're in a place right now where we're very reminiscent of where we were just before 1940. Very reminiscent. Mindsets, the political system. You think this is the first time in our history where liberals have controlled and the extreme left has controlled the federal government? FDR was a leftist. He was literally a communist. And when he came to town, most of the general officers that were in the Pentagon, of course, there was like a third of what we have now. Most of them were left-leaning. And when Eisenhower took over, he was shocked at the amount of left-leaning general officers there were. None of this is new. All of this history repeats itself. If you've read The Fourth Turning, and you look at some of the some of the predictions they make, some of it is actually coming true. The point is that this is not the first time in our history where our government has been left-leaning or corrupt. Definitely not the first time. Won't be the last time. What we didn't do after the Great Depression is we didn't put in checks and balances to make sure that Europe didn't have any input into our financial system. And we need to go and reset that while we're going through this. That's why I say we have some huge, huge monumental tasks to do as we're going through this reset. The thing that most people take for granted is that the system's going to function the way it does now on the other side of it. It can't function the way it does right now because it's not functioning. It's so rife with corruption and fraud that you can't discern who's good and who's bad. So you have to make the assumption that everyone's bad, everyone in the system is bad, everyone that goes into the system is turned bad, and just move on and build something new out of the ashes. That's the only way, and that's... That's literally the only way this can go. It can't go any other way. And I know that everybody wants to go back to, quote unquote, the way things were. I don't, because the way things, quote unquote, were, we were constantly, for the last 30 years, we have tiptoed around real free speech. We've tiptoed around social graces. And we need to get away from that. To fix the system, to get back to a place where true freedom and true liberty is in place, means that people are going to get their feelings hurt. People are going to hear things that are politically incorrect. People are going to hear things that literally makes their skin crawl. But guess what? In a true free speech, in a true town square, you got the guy walking around with a t-shirt on that says, Jesus is a cunt. That's free speech. When that guy can walk around unmolested. And by the way, I've seen that t-shirt. It was on a Microsoft campus when I saw it, which cracks me up. That's true free speech. When you can walk around with something like that on and everybody leaves you alone. If you can do that unmolested, do you think you could wear something like that that said, fuck Israel or fuck the Palestinians and walk on a college campus right now? No, you couldn't. Because the brainwashing is complete. And I'm using extreme examples, but it proves the point that what we think is free speech is not free speech and hasn't been for a very, very long time. Political correctness, when that first came out, the whole intent of that was to limit people's response and speech. Just like the cancel culture, all of it is graduated forms of communism, played out and influenced over years. And I want you to think about this for a second. When was the last time you could freely express yourself, either at work or in a public space, without people cringing? I would bet anybody born after 2000 will tell you never. Just like people from my era, from the 60s, will tell you that in the 70s and 80s, that's when speech really changed. That's when the whole concept of political correctness came around. That's when this concept of the nonsense that we deal with every day, which is this idea that we're supposed to be concerned with other people's feelings. Where do you think this whole pronoun thing came from? Influencing operations over decades that made pronouns a thing. They're not a thing. They're a construct so that they can write stronger and stronger forms of legislation, so they can legislate what you think, legislate what you say, legislate how you interact with people. That is communism 101. That was the intent back in the 80s, and that's where we are now. 40, 50 years to get here. That is China's total war. That is how they operate. They don't operate on the short-term model of X equals Y. They'll do long-term shaping operations. And what we're at the tail end of is shaping operations that have taken place over decades. They've infiltrated Congress. They've infiltrated all the world organizations. They've infiltrated all the world governments. They've infiltrated every institution in our society and every institution of every other society. Go look at some of the posts on Twitter from Colonel Lawrence Sellett, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. They've conducted influencing operations for the last 50 years. This has been a long-term plan by both the globalists and by our people in our own government. And it amazes me how many people are wrapped up in things that are not real because of alternative media. And how much garbage has flooded into the system that people completely buy into. Case in point, I was sent this video this weekend. It was David Nino interviewing, I think it was Dwight Eisenhower's granddaughter or his daughter. And I made it through 6 minutes. That was all I could stand. And it was It was so over the top that I was like, okay. And first it was that we surrendered to the Germans in 1946. Truman surrendered to the Germans. And we've been operating under German rule since 1946. And then there's been an alien that's been on the planet that was helping us to try and break free from Nazi rule. I'm like, are you shitting me? I mean, I'll bring up the alien conversation just because it's most of the time some of the claims are so outrageously funny. It's not even worth discussing. Like aliens running the financial system. That one always cracks me up. But literally, you know, this got 70,000 views. 70,000 views on this video. I mean, 70,000 people watch this. And if you just assume a third of them believe that, that's 20, 30,000 people. This is just one video of many videos that are just basically pushed out with no evidence whatsoever, with no corroboration whatsoever, with zero basis in fact, and people buy into it wholesale. This is the stuff that we have to unwind, is this propaganda that's pushed out over and over and over again that confuses people. And it's not a matter of being dumb. It's a matter of you're so disoriented because of all the garbage that's thrown at you. You're willing to believe something like that because there's nothing else to believe in and there's no source of truth. The source of truth is inside. It's what you believe. It's what we've been raised to believe. One nation under God, under God. That's what we were raised to believe. It's in every part of our society. It's on the dollar. In God we trust. Why would you look to aliens? Why would you look to all these other symbols to get the validation that something's wrong? It's all around you. Look at the price of gas. Look at the price of food. Look at the cost of living. Look at the amount of unemployment. It's right in front of you. Something's wrong. But this is what people turn to when there's no other source of truth. This is why this whole system has to fucking fail. And I'd love to say that we could get through this unscathed. We take our country back. All the illegals we've imported, I guarantee you, it's going to be a fight to get them out. And it's very hard to unwind a lie. It's harder to unwind a lie than it is to unwind the truth. And it takes longer to get the truth when a lie is pushed out. It's almost not worth it at times. Let them figure it out on their own. Some things you need to counter like right away. That's the effect of influencing operations. And that's why I say they're in their final stages and we're past the event horizon. Because now it's just gaslighting and garbage. Everything you see. Literally everything you see. I mean, how else can you explain the avian flu showed up in pasteurized milk? Absolute gaslighting. But that should tell you how stupid they think people are. They think we're so stupid that we can't discern anything. That's why the schools have been dumbed down. They've dumbed down the schools. They've dumbed down the curriculum. They've dumbed down, literally, have you tried to do fucking math? Have you tried to do any kind of elementary math or grades or middle school math? Have you tried to do it lately? I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. I've looked at middle school and elementary school math in the last 4 years. And every single time I'm like, what the fuck are you trying to do here? Every bit of it is garbage. It's absolute abject garbage. And we've trained kids to do math that's not real math. And every single time I look at that, I realize just how screwed our education system is. It's because of the fact that we've allowed oligarchs like Bill Gates to build curriculum like Common Core, all of it designed to dumb people down. We have to get back to the place where we're teaching real science and technology. We're teaching the real scientific method for how you conduct experiments in a controlled environment with left and right guardrails so people can't do stupid things, you know, like cloning, nanobots, mRNA technology, all of it. And I mean, all of it needs to be brought back under control. Now that brings me to the election. I've spent the last probably, 3 days off and on answering questions about the election. Let me just put this out there again. We are not going to make it to the election, period. What just happened? Huh, Rumble just crashed. That's interesting. It went from 600 some viewers to zero. Interesting. Oh, that's the NSA work right there. We're not going to get to the election. Let me just put that out there. It's not going to happen. I don't know why people keep thinking we're going to get there. The whole intent behind all of these riots on campus is so they spread across the entire country like they did. It's a new BLM. That's why they're funded. That's why all the tents match across six different university campuses. They want to lead that into summer, increase the violence, increase the chaos, justify more mail-in voting, justify the need to keep people at home, have some kind of an event, declare martial law, and then install who they want to install. And I'm good friends with the good Captain Keschel. I'm good friends with a number of folks that are in the system. And I'm still saying the same thing. There is no way we're making it to the election. They can't afford to have a Trump victory that's suppressed again, because this time you have probably 75% of the country that will not vote for Biden, that will not vote for a Democratic candidate, that will not go along with any of the policies that have been pushed on us in the last 3 years. And they know that. They know that there's no counting their way out or obfuscating the overwhelming majority of people that are going to go out and vote, even with the cheating. And they're not going to be able to obfuscate and lie this time without gunfire. And to be honest with you, that's probably their intent in the first place, is to drive some kind of a civil war. But it won't be a civil war this time. It's going to be a revolution against the people that are in power. And all of us are going to be fighting it. So I don't care about the election. I don't care about the renter in the White House. I don't care what laws they pass. I don't care what state laws are passed. I don't even care what they do with the currency. I don't care if they come out with a digital currency. I'm going to be ungovernable, which is what you should be, is ungovernable. They tell you to move left, go fuck yourself. They tell you to move right, go fuck yourself. You're going to use this payment method, go fuck yourself. We're going to lock the gates going into the grocery store. Somebody's going to get a beat down. That's how this is going to go. And you can look at it any way you want, but they're ramping up the violence. They're ramping up the fear right on time, right before June. Maximum chaos, maximum violence right around June that carries us all the way through the summer. Just wait. It's coming. But if we don't buy into it in mass, if we don't lift a finger in mass and we're ungovernable in mass, what are they going to do? They're going to wave their arms and throw a tantrum because we're not protesting like we should. We're not signed up for a civil war like we should be. By the way, one of my admins went to see that movie Civil War and said it was a complete pedantic mess. Absolute, completely, completely put together by the B team. No plot, no end state, no story creation, no like character creation, no character, you know, building a character, just abject mess. It reminds me of the first Star Wars. What was the first Star Wars that came out with Rey and with the latest Star Wars. Those last three movies were complete train wrecks, all over the place. No real coherent storyline. Then they brought it all together the very last show. Dumb. That's exactly what this movie is about. Dumb. And this proves my point. They don't have a vision of what they want the future to be. They only have a vision of what they want in their myopic little view of the world. I want total control. Throughout our history, there has never been one person in control of the entire planet, and there never will be. There will never be a group in charge of the entire planet. That's never going to happen, because we have, you know, God gets a vote in this. And it always comes down to the same thing for these guys. Evil, evil, evil. Good guys look like they're losing. Evil, evil, evil. Good guys come out on top. Why do you think that is? God gets a vote. He's not going to let somebody like Xi Jinping run the world. A bat-eating motherfucker. It's not going to happen. He can wish and pray all he wants, but it ain't going to happen. Are we going to go through some stuff? Yes, we are. Is it going to suck? Yes, it will. Are we going to embrace the suck? Yes, we will. But on the other side of it, we're going to be a stronger country for it. And we're going to be a better nation because of it. And I've said this before, I'll keep saying it. Americans get to a certain point, and then the switch is flipped. And when the switch is flipped, all bets are off and the gloves come off. I'm waiting for the gloves to come off, because there are a lot of pissed off people in this country. And every time I see it, it just reminds me that we're not far away from the breaking point. And the breaking point is not going to be American against American. It's going to be Americans against the people that have been running the system in every town, in every state, across this nation. And, you know, I routinely get people sending me stuff saying, we need to march on Washington. Now, we just need to starve that place out. We need to take away all of their ability and all their power. And we do that by consolidating power at the states, taking back state power, putting strong people in state government, and rebuilding our states. And then we go and we starve them out. We basically make them irrelevant. That's how you deal with the feds. And that's how this is going to go. And when we get to the other side of it, this entire country will be hard as nails. So, especially in the next 6 weeks, don't pay attention to the narratives. Don't get wrapped up in this conversation about what's happening with the election. Doesn't matter. What matters right now is keep your eye on the bigger picture. Who's the enemy? What are they doing? And if you listen to the roundtable, you heard me say at the very start of it, in World War II, part of our victory at Midway, and I reference Midway a lot because Midway was a decisive point early in the war. It changed the tide of the Pacific War. And it can't be underplayed, because up until June of 1942, we were literally on the ropes, being pushed back across the Pacific, loss after loss after loss after loss after loss to the Japanese. And look, the Japanese had logistical issues from the very start, and they wouldn't have won that. They wouldn't have won the war regardless of what they wanted to do. But if you look at the way the war went, even after Midway, even after decisive victory, where we sank their aircraft carriers, we still fought them for another 3 years to get them off all the islands and to push them back to Japan. But it was that decisive moment that turned the tide and gave the U.S. the initiative. And there were several times throughout the war that we probably could have lost, or at least significantly taken longer to reclaim the Pacific. But we did it because we broke the Japanese codes. And the people we're facing now, this group of satanic people that are running the planet, however, whichever way you want to call them, whatever you want to call them, that group of people, they rely on numerology, astrology, and for lack of a better word, the dark arts, to choose dates, to choose times, to choose events. You break that code. You understand how that works. You break the key dates, you have a very good chance of disrupting all of their operations. I've said numerous times, complex operations, it only takes one part of the operation to go sideways and the whole thing goes sideways. We don't have to disrupt all of their operations. We just have to disrupt one of them that's key, just like Midway. And I think that Midway moment is coming. And I think that Midway moment, once it happens, we won't even realize it's happened. But it'll be a death blow to them. And then we'll spend the next 3 to 4 years cleaning it up, just like we did in World War II. I think that time is coming. And I think once it does come, and on the other side of it, you'll feel the momentum shifting. Like literally, you'll feel it shifting. And that's what we're headed towards. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how soon it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And it'll be shortly after the switch is flipped and Americans go on the offensive. So don't give up hope. Don't be scared. I mean, we were all put on this planet for this moment in whatever capacity that we end up serving at this moment. We were put on this planet for this moment. And our job, like it or not, and I was reminded by troop last week that my job, whether I like it or not, is to lead. And your job is to lead your community. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's the way it is. So lead. Be out front. Go make human connections. Go be that person that people need when things go sideways. And you'll be surprised. That opportunity will show up. And you may rise to the occasion, or you may be thrust into it. But either way, it's going to show up in front of you in a different way. Different will be different for everybody. But the point is, step up. Don't step back. Embrace it, lean into it, and fight the fight in front of you. But don't lose sight of who the enemy is. And don't lose sight of our higher purpose. Our higher purpose is to restore the Constitution and revitalize the Republic. That's our mission. I'll be back on Wednesday. I'll publish the TPC interview tomorrow. Not sure when, if he posts it the same day or not. I'll post the information for it. I'll post the Clay Martin interview. Post the links for it. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.